Hello, this is Nan Fransblau, host of Rambling Radio Revival. I'm really excited to tell you about an upcoming event at Western New Mexico University this Saturday evening called A Symphonic Tribute to the Music of Paul McCartney, featuring Tony Kishman and conductor Lonnie Klein with the Silver City Festival Orchestra. This will be happening this Saturday, September 11th at 7:30 at the Fine Arts Center Theater on the campus of WNMU. Tony Kishman is a vocalist and multi-instrumentalist who was not only a member of the band Wishbone Ash, but also starred in the Broadway rockumentary Beatlemania, and doubles as a feature performer and producer of the event Twist and Shout. According to the Artist Events website, Tony is, quote, regarded by Beatlemaniacs as the world's best McCartney look-alike, sound-alike, and brings the music and the magic of the Beatles to a new generation, end quote. I'm so honored to have Tony here with me on Zoom to talk about his talent, his career, and the upcoming tribute to Paul McCartney. Tony, welcome to KURU.
Hey, thank you for having me. This is very exciting to be coming to Silver City, New Mexico. It'd be great.
And we are really looking forward to having you, Tony. First, let's talk about your love for the Beatles. When and how did this begin?
Well, you know, like everyone, when I first saw the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show, I immediately was shocked and awed by the whole excitement of seeing these four guys that totally just blew my mind as a child, you know. So here we are as kids growing up, and you see this on TV, and I couldn't believe what I was seeing. So needless to say, at the time, I just loved Paul McCartney because he was the fun one to look at and watch. I loved George Harrison because I always wanted to play guitar as a child. So as time went on, I went to school after Beatlemania started, as it will, and I went to school and I took my first single that I had of All My Lovin', and which is Paul's biggest hit at that time, early Beatle hit, and I took it to school with a little record player, and I got a broom, and I had one of those little cheap Beatle wigs that they were selling back in the day, and I imitated Paul McCartney. Lip sync, and of course, you know, in my third grade classroom, and I acted like Paul McCartney, and I was going, "Oh, this is cool!" And all the kids in the room were looking at me like, "This guy must be nuts," you know. So at an early age, I really loved the Beatles. I loved McCartney, and it just kind of stuck with me as a musician. Mm-hmm. I wanted to become a musician because of the Beatles. Yeah, it meant everything to me. I don't know.
So when you were asked to be in Beatlemania on Broadway, which you did for several years, that must have been very exciting for you.
Well, you know, I was in a top 40 band doing songs that, you know, of Bad Company and Rolling Stones and, you know, Aerosmith and things like that. And, you know, I was already a rocker. And then I heard about Beatlemania. And I thought, what a great show. Here's this Broadway show. And there was no such thing as imitators back then. You know, it was the 70s, late 70s. And really, there was no such thing as a tribute to this or a tribute to that. And this Broadway show about the Beatles, I thought it was amazing to hear about. It was in Time magazine and this and that. And just out of nowhere, my phone rang. And it was someone saying, "We would like you to come and audition." I'm thinking, you know, you want me, who knows nothing about Paul McCartney, you want me to audition as Paul McCartney? He goes, "You know, this is Tony Kishman, right?" And I said, "Yes." He goes, "Well, we were told that you could look and sound and play like Paul McCartney." And I was completely shocked because I didn't think so. You know, here I am thinking, "Oh, I want to sound like Peter Frampton." You know, so anyway, I did audition. I went to the auditions in Los Angeles, and it was a real challenge because I didn't know piano like I needed to. I had to learn Lady Madonna and Long and Winding Road, Let It Be, and Hey Jude. I had to know these songs as if they were just something I've known all my life. So I literally worked my butt off to learn those songs on piano because I was already a guitar player and I could play bass as well, being that I could play guitar. But piano was completely different for me, so I really had to work. I had to learn Lady Madonna. I had to learn Long and Winding Road, and I had to learn Let It Be, Hey Jude. You know, it was something of real challenge. I had someone helping me learn, and I finally learned the songs pretty well. I auditioned 12 different times.
Wow.
And finally, they said, you got the job. 1978, amazing, amazing time for me. I really enjoyed it. I ran the full run of the show.
Ah, wow. What's it like to be Paul McCartney on Broadway?
It was an amazing thing because here you are, you're already a musician, you're not a famous person, nobody knows what you do. I mean, I was in a bar band, and now all of a sudden I'm doing this, I'm playing the role of the most famous musician in the world. Mm-hmm. There is no one more famous than Paul McCartney, so here you are under a microscope. We played all over the United States, and then we went to London. And we had to play in London in front of an English audience. So when you're talking on stage and you say, well, thank you very much. We're going to, and you've got to be right on because they can detect, an accent.
Oh, yeah.
So you're supposed to be doing Paul McCartney. And of course, I'm not doing his accent right now. But when you're on stage, you have to have that down. You've got to be right on. So, yeah, you're under the microscope of. And it's a real challenge, and it's exciting. And years now, I've been doing Paul now in different shows. Mm-hmm. And it's been when Beatlemania closed in 1983, I kept doing the Beatles. And then, of course, I started doing my own solo McCartney show, which I could open up the gamut. I can open up his whole songbook. We do Beatles, Wings. We do all his solo. You know, there's so many songs that you can do now as a solo McCartney tribute. Mm-hmm. But as a Beatle, you can only do the Beatles.
Exactly. So,
Yeah. So that's what I love about this whole new show.
Let's talk for a moment about the symphonic tribute to the music of Paul McCartney that's coming up here in Silver City on September 11th. Lonnie Klein is the retired conductor of the Las Cruces Symphony Orchestra. Have you worked with him before?
I have, actually, several times. And I've done Beatles shows with Lonnie, and I've done the Live and Let Die show as well, the one we're doing in Silver City. And we've done it in different cities throughout the U.S. and so forth. Lonnie is great. He's got a lot of energy. He knows the music very well. And I love working with him because he brings that element of energy to the conductor role. He brings the orchestra, he brings out an energy in the orchestra that we really need for this show. Mm. So yes, we have done some shows with Lonnie, and I'm looking forward to doing the one in Silver City with him.
In your opinion, what will be the highlight of this upcoming show?
Well, the fun part of it is you do songs that normally you don't hear that are note for note. So when you do songs like Live and Let Die, when you do songs like Long and Winding Road, Eleanor Rigby, these are songs that you want to hear with a symphony, with violins, when we do Penny Lane, we do it, you hear the trumpet solo. You're going to hear that piccolo trumpet. McCartney was in the studio. They laid out the song with the full orchestra, and that's the fun, that's the highlight for me, is to really play everything note for note, like you hear it on the record.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the fun part, you know.
Is there anything special about playing Paul McCartney's music in particular versus playing other people's music?
Well, I'm portraying him. When I'm up there dressed as McCartney, acting like McCartney, and wanting the audience to believe that they're watching Paul McCartney, that's the challenge. Say it, over 40 years. So I think I'm getting good at it, folks, you know, but, it's a thing where I think I've always said to myself, what are you going to be when you grow up? And I guess this is it, you know,
this is it. Well, you picked a good one here.
Yeah, that's, I think the difference is, well, Paul McCartney, like we were talking earlier, he's the most famous songwriter of all time. Mm-hmm. And I mean, he's been he's had more hits than anyone else and been on the radio more than any other artist. So here I am really trying to let people know that this is, I'm going to sound like him. I'm going to play like him. I'm going to look like him.
Yeah.
So this is the problem. You got to make sure you're right on the money and you got to be in good shape, ready to go. And I think when we do the show, I like to bring it. And the band that's in, the guys I'm working with, my guitar player is Chris Holt. And you've seen him before in the group in Don Henley's band. He's the guitar player for Don Henley. And my other guitar player plays with Peter Noon, for example. So, and the drummer works with several major country artists. So the guys that I have signing me are major players. They're world-renowned players. So when they bring their musicianship to my show, it is done right on the money. It's note for note. Wow. And there's no messing around.
We are really looking forward to the symphonic tribute to the music of Paul McCartney. I'm talking with Tony Kishman, who will be performing the music of Sir Paul as part of this tribute this Saturday, September 11th at 7:30 at the Fine Arts Center Theater at WNMU. Tony, any last thoughts?
Back before he passed away, Sir George Martin came to see the show. And he came backstage, and I said, I was shocked that he was there, first of all. Why would you come see a show like mine when you've produced the Beatles? I mean, you're the Beatles producer. Why would you come see this? He goes, I wanted my kids to see the show. Mm. Because they were into some weird music. And he did say some really nice things. At times I drifted, thinking, you know, back in the day. And to me, that was one of the highlights in my life, to meet Sir George Martin. Because here's a man who made the Beatles in the studio.
Yeah.
So that was a highlight for me.
That must have been very rewarding. You're doing us all a great service by portraying Paul McCartney, and we look forward to seeing you on September 11th at the Fine Arts Center. Thanks for talking with us today, Tony.
I can't wait to be there, and thank you for having me today, man. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Tony. We'll see you Saturday.